Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the Turkish lira suffered its worst day since a currency crisis 3 years ago, after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan praised a recent interest rate cut and declared that his country was fighting an economic war of independence. The currency, which is down 42% against the dollar this year, plunged as much as 11% on Tuesday, the biggest drop since August 2018, and broke through the symbolic threshold of 12 to the dollar, after Erdogan used a combative speech to expound his vision for the country's economy. Next, Boris Johnson is facing calls from senior Tories to shake up his Downing Street team, after a rambling speech at the CBI annual conference intensified concerns over policy missteps and deteriorating relations with MPs. The UK Prime Minister's disjointed address to business leaders on Monday stoked fears among Conservative MPs that he is struggling to cope with his workload and may require a stronger support network in Number 10. And now, France and Italy were at such odds 2 years ago that Paris recalled its ambassador, and a spat between leaders descended into name-calling, but a Franco-Italian friendship treaty that President Emmanuel Macron will sign in Rome this week shows how the mood has changed. Meant to spur closer collaboration on everything from foreign policy to defence and culture, the 60-page Quirinale Treaty mirrors a Franco-German deal from 1963. The idea was discussed in 2017 by Macron and former Italian Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni, but was sunk the following year by Italy's coalition of Five Star and the Nationalist League, which clashed badly with Paris over migration to the European Union. And finally, investment banks netted more than $320 million from the sale of AT&T's WarnerMedia to Discovery, just 5 years after many of the same advisors made hefty fees from the sale of the media group to the US telecoms company. AT&T agreed to spin off and merge WarnerMedia with rival Discovery earlier this year, at a significantly lower price than it paid to acquire the entertainment group in 2016. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.